Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are live from Allen Lane Stadium in Downey, California. It's week five of the IWFL season. And my name is Alex Corner. I will be taking you through the action tonight as we are here to witness the Sacramento Sirens taking on the California Quake. And it is a beautiful night here, 67 degrees in Downey, 70% humidity, slight winds, 10 miles per hour out of the southeast. Basically, ladies and gentlemen, a perfect night for football. And we are gearing up here. Both teams on the sidelines right now, having completed their warm-ups. And there are some just final pregame adjustments being made by the officials. And we are getting ready for a coin toss in just a few moments. Absolutely gorgeous night here. And we are looking forward to this rematch from just a few weeks ago. Back in week number two. The Quake traveled up to Sacramento to take on the Sirens, and not the result that they were really hoping for. It was a 46-0 loss for the Quake there. Certainly a lot of issues on both sides of the football. We talked to Coach Josh Penn a little earlier before the game about that one, and he said, you know, it was just a matter of some missed breaks here and there, some missed reads, and just elementary mistakes on both sides of the ball. That were the deciding factor there, and certainly the score reflected a pretty major blowout. If you looked just in terms of points, but really in the trenches, what's going on the field, the coach says, you know, really it was a lot closer than the score may reflect there. Again, it's just a matter of a few missed reads and some fundamental mistakes, again, on both sides of the ball that he's going to try to pull his players together and see if they can't correct some of that and make this much more of a competitive game than they saw back in week number two. Team captains are out on the field right now, and they are meeting with the officials. Coin toss is just getting ready to take place. And the captain, Stephanie Neros, for the California Quake, as well as Jamara French Love, Nancy McLeod, and also Hiroko Suzuki, otherwise known as Betty. And on the Sirens roster, Jenny Kwan, Captains Michelle Mikado, Amy Williams, and also Denise Gradison out there in center field. And the California Quake have won the toss and have elected to receive the ball. So we're just moments away now, ladies and gentlemen, from kickoff here in Downey. Members of the stadium, the fans in attendance, as well as all players, coaches, and everyone in the stadium now are rising for the playing of our national anthem. And as the national anthem will be playing,
the Rockies regular, the Buffalo.
that our flag was still there. Oh, cedar, that star spangled and banner, yeah, way for the land of the free and the
And that means it is game time here in Downey. And we expect this one to be a much tighter contest than 2 weeks ago. Again, the coaches have been working on, they've been run through many hours of tape. They're looking at what went wrong, what went right during that meeting a couple weeks ago. Had a chance to talk with Coach Penn earlier. And pretty much the keys to the game today. One thing in particular, the Quake are certainly going to try to control the clock. They're going to try and milk the clock for all it's worth, try to keep possession of the ball. And what that does is it keeps the siren players on the field longer, because a lot of the siren players play both defense and offense. And so the more they're on the field, the more tired they get. Certainly a strategy that the Quake are going to try to institute today. They also want to make sure to pick up the blitzes on offense. Very, very key. This is something that they couldn't due to any real success in the last meeting, and they were missing a lot of blitzes, not able to get into an offensive rhythm there, as well as they just want to basically stick to their plan, execute the plan that is on the books, and keep it simple. They're not going to try anything too fancy. They're just going to try to play a real simple game plan, both offensively and defensively. Just pick up their looks, pick up their assignments, and try to execute with a little more efficiency. We're just moments away here. Kicking off now, Jenny Ann Kwan for the Sirens. Kick is up. And a missed field there. Number 47, Menji Martin, returns back to around the 31-yard line. So, again, right off the first kick, I mean, these are things that Coach was talking about earlier, is just simple execution. Want to make sure you pick up your assignments. Do things like catch the ball. I mean, it may sound real simple, but, you know, these are things that, you know, through the course of a game make a huge difference. So that's what the coaching staff is going to be looking for here. Now the first play from scrimmage, first play of the game. And looks like shotgun formation right out of the gate. Ball is snapped, and it's a quick run to the right. Angela Mims out to about the 40-yard line.
Could you yell at Minji, please, and tell her to line up right?
So right out of the gate, a running play. And the thing about women's football here in the IWFL, you see a lot of running plays. The pass, not so much of a premium as it is in the men's game, but you will see passes tonight. Anticipate anywhere from 10 to 20 attempted passes throughout the game from the Quake side. The Sirens are a little bit more in-depth. We talked to some of their players and coaching staff earlier, and they have a little larger playbook, so could see some variety there. But second play from scrimmage, Quake in the shotgun formation again. And snap is back. Penalty flag on the play. Passing play over, and a bobbled reception from number 7, Janine Jones. It was a nice, drafted up play there. It was a little confusing execution there, but a pass play attempt from Deb Kuntz, otherwise known as Slash, after the handoff from Mims. Went down the left-hand side, would have been about a 9-yard gain, but the reception was bobbled. So they're trying some things early here, you know, trying to keep the Sirens off, trying to keep them a little bit, you know, off their guard there, mixing up a little bit of run and pass. Second down and 7 yards to go. Okay, we're back. A little technical difficulty there. Apologize for that. But back in the game after a nice running play. Ball down now, advanced into the Sirens' end of the field. We're at the 43-yard line. Opening drive really important here. I mean, it really sets the tone, and this is a team that gained a lot of confidence back in 2 weeks ago with a big-time victory over the New Mexico Menace. This is a 61-0 blowout there, and the coach was telling us that really the Quake gained a lot of confidence in that victory. Unfortunately, they couldn't follow it up the next week, but they played a much tougher game against the Los Angeles Amazons, losing that one 36-21. And it looks like coaches are calling for a timeout on the sidelines. That is granted there as the Quake were in the shotgun formation, and coach saw something he didn't like, and Coach Penn electing to take a timeout there. So going back to the game last week versus the Los Angeles Amazons, really one of the premier teams in the league, many regard them as the best team in the IWFL. And the Quake hung really strong. It was a 21-36 loss. But considering the record over the first two games of the season where the Quake only scored 2 points, definitely a much improved team. And really the key here is that you have a Quake team that is very very new in terms of their synergy with one another. You only have three returning players from the previous season who are going back to their original position. So you have a lot of rookies on the team. You have some players who are trying out new positions. And really with any team, that is going to impact the synergy and the cohesiveness and chemistry that they have there together. And that's just something that the teams are having to work through in these first few weeks. A team like the Sacramento Sirens, rather, they've been going strong for a long time. They have a lot of returning players. They are a team that is much more of a well-oiled machine. And so that was, again, part of the problem a couple weeks ago when these teams faced each other. Is, you have a young kind of rookie team, so to speak, taking on a very well-oiled powerhouse. So we'll see what kind of improvements were made over the last couple weeks. Shotgun formation here. Ball is snapped, and it's a handoff. Number 24, Tammy Singletary, and short gain. Now the Quake taking a look at the signals on the sidelines here. Play is being called in.
Joe, tell Jonesy she's going to come over here. Jonesy should be the one over here. Tell Poppy.
It's the empty backfield five wide formation here. A shotgun formation. On second and eight. Ball is snapped, pass play, and oh, nearly caught. Number seven, Janine Jones, had it in her arms, and at the last second was hit, and the ball popped out. So a near completion there, but unfortunately, no. So we are now at third and eight as the ball sits on the 42-yard line. Signals are being checked right now. Again, from the shotgun, this is a formation that they're favoring here on this opening drive. Steph Kuntz now. Back to receive. And it's a fake handoff, and Kuntz running to the right-hand side. Down past the 25 and over to the, looks like the 32-yard line or close to it, and that could be a first down. Looking for the official measurements, but it looks like when, and there it is, the referee indicates a first down for the Quake, and they have come out strong in this opening possession here. They're working on the clock very well, keeping to a pretty simple strategy, and it's effective here. First down, ball on the 31-yard line.
What? Okay, gotcha.
And here with the one back, snap is in. Hand off to number 24, Tammy Singletary.
They're not checking the freaking blitzers on the outside.
Short gain.
Well, Deb needs to slow down and look to you. Go Pacific left, slice, pause. Pacific left, slice, pause.
So first and eight, or second and eight, rather, ball on the 29-yard line. Strong opening drive here for the Quake. They seem to be in control.
Here's the creep.
Deb Kuntz back to receive the pass. Or, I'm sorry, back to receive the snap, rather. And snap is in, handoff. The number 17, Helen Monteroso. And short gain. Ball to the around the 24-yard line, rather. So third and about five. Quake looking to pick up this first down now. Asked Coach earlier before the game, what range do they feel confident with their kickers, the kicking part of the game, potent part of the offense here? You mentioned they pretty much have to be inside the 20-yard line to feel comfortable about going for a field goal. So this looks like it could be a pass play as they need to pick up about 5 yards for the first down. Snap is back. Fake hand over to the 24, Singletary. He's running down the left-hand side and now bottled up at about the 22-yard line. That is not going to be good enough for the first down. So now a decision to be made by the coaches. Are they going to go for it on fourth down? Looks to be a little bit outside the range of their kicker. So on fourth down, they are going to go for it. So fourth and about one. And another timeout called by the Quake. So that's two timeouts early in this opening drive. So it makes you wonder if that's going to come back and bite them in the in this first half. But they've had to take two timeouts so far. This is just the opening drive. Seems to be a little bit of miscommunication between the sideline and the huddle. Coach Penn getting a little frustrated with the fact that they've had to do this. They've had to burn two timeouts because of the miscommunication. So we'll see what happens as they are talking it over on the sidelines. Sirens have to be thinking about picking up their looks on the defensive side as well. The Quake haven't had too much trouble advancing off the run, and certainly with a couple dropped passes by Jones, it could have been a lot worse situation because the receiver was wide open. So, again, it's just clean football. Once they once the Quake are able to, you know, kind of get a little bit more sharp with their receptions and with some of their pickups, could be giving the Sirens a little bit of a run. And on fourth and one, the run play, and it is stopped short. The Sirens put up a wall, and the Quake stopped short of the first down. We are going to wait on the official measurement, but it would appear that this is going to be a turnover of downs, and it is. Motion by the referee, and the Sirens will take over for the first time tonight from their 22-yard line.
Tell Deb great passes.
So now we're going to see the Sirens on offense for the first time tonight. And this was that potent offense that we saw 2 weeks ago versus the Quake in that 46-0 victory. Something that the Sirens have been known for all season is their offense and breaking through the line on the first play of the game. It's on the first play of scrimmage for the Sirens, and it's a fumble on the play. Down around the 23-yard line, still waiting to see who recovered. And Sacramento was able to fall on the ball at the 23-yard line. But what a scary moment there for the Sirens. And the coaching staff on that side has to be a little anxious after seeing that play. That would have been a very costly turnover deep inside their own territory. We also have a flag down on the field.
Yeah, second down and long. Second down. Just keep climbing.
It's against the Sirens, and the penalty has been declined. Second and 13 now for Sacramento.
They fumbled the first play last time we played them. But we got that one.
So in the huddle, the Quake defense already out, ready to go. Coming out of the huddle now, the sirens. And ball is snapped. Pass played over to number 20, and it's a completion, and she is unopposed. Now crossing the 50 and taken down at the 45-yard line. Beautiful pass play. Reception, Amy Williams for the Sirens. Bobbled the catch for a minute, but was able to pull it in. Ran unopposed for all the way down to the 45-yard line, eventually taken down on the play. And the ball now being spotted at the 44, actually. So a big pass play for the Sirens right out of the gate. And second play goes nowhere. A little running play for the Sirens. No gain. Ball still at the 44-yard line. Defensive formations for the Quake. You're going to see them running a lot of 4-4 and some 5-3 as well. Try to counteract the varying offense of the Sirens. Ball at the 44, getting ready for the step. In motion now, handoff on down the left side, left-hand side, number 20. Still going. That's number 20, Amy Williams, and strong run for her. Gets her down to about the 42. I'm sorry, about the 37, rather. The two down territory for this team. It's second and four. Or, I'm sorry, third and four. Chantel Powers, the QB for the Sirens. Looks like blitz coming in. That's going to be an offside by number 70, Karen Finn of the Quake, running in. Just ran right through the offensive line of the Sirens, and that's going to be offsides for the Quake, and it's going to give more than likely first down for the Sirens, but we're still waiting for the official call.
Her out. How simple can I make that? I want it out right now.
We're at 5:56 here in the first quarter. Score is 0-0.
No, I want it out.
This is the Quake have had one offensive possession. We're stopped deep in Siren territory. A turnover of downs.
Harold, take Finn out now. Put Lisa in.
And this is the first offensive series for the Sacramento Sirens. Looks like some more miscommunication for the Quake, and it looked for a moment that the Quake were going to take a timeout, not liking their defensive formation, but that is not the case. So Powers for the Sirens, deciding to run it for herself. Now a little lateral option there over to number 22, running down the right-hand side. And then eventually pushed out of bounds, Ashley Sharp. And a nice run for a first down. Ball down to about the 31-yard line for the Sirens. So it was a nice option play. The quarterback Powers held on to it, running towards the right-hand side, and dished it off right at the last moment. And that dish added another 6 or 7 yards on the play. Five-three formation, defensive formation for the Siren, and a big hole opening up for the Siren runners to go right through, but stop down around the 32-yard line. So so the Sirens moving the ball fairly effectively, keeping control. Again, we're at 4:57 now in the first quarter. 4:57 left. Score is 0-0. On a beautiful football night here in Downey, California. Chantel Powers, quarterback for the Sacramento Siren. Checking the sign, and it's a handoff. Down to number eight, right through the middle. I'm sorry, number six, Jenny Ann Kwan. Barreling right down the middle as a large hole opened up. And another first down for the Sirens. So it's first and 10 to go for the Sirens down on their 12-yard line of the Quake. So they are threatening. And another handoff play over to number six, barreling through the middle. And it's just a series of short gain running plays, but it seems to be effective. It seems the pattern here is a couple short gainers, and then they tend to have a breakout. So we'll see if they just stick with that same strategy as they are marching towards the goal line here and see if they can't get a score on this first offensive drive. 3:42 left in the first quarter.
We can stop here and be ready for that big field goal.
Again, another 5-3 formation for the Quake as they try to counter this running play. And a fake running down the left-hand side. Did she get enough? Number 20. And it's in. Number 20, Amy Williams. Took the ball, ran down the left-hand side, and that is a touchdown with the Sacramento Sirens. Amy Williams. A touchdown run. So just like that, the Sirens on the board on their first offensive drive, 6-0, here at 3:22 in the first quarter. And number six, Jenny Ann Kwan, going to attempt the point after. Snap is up, and the kick is blocked. So the extra point attempt is no good. It was blocked. So a 6-0 lead here in the first quarter. This is the Sacramento Sirens versus California Quake here. A beautiful night again at Allen Lane Stadium here in Downey, California. So now it's up to, it'll be interesting to see how the Quake respond. It was a first, the initial scoring drive by the Sirens, and makes you wonder what that does to the players, especially coming off of the meeting from 2 weeks ago where they were shut out. But having talked to Coach Penny, the girls have been coming a long way. They've been making a lot of progress, and the mental side of the game certainly something they're working on and honing as well. So I know this coaching staff has told the Quake players, don't get down, stay in the game, stay focused, do your job. Don't watch the scoreboard, just get down to business. So we'll see if that that transpires here. Return back, number 44 for the Quake. Takes it over on the kickoff return down to about the 47-yard line, 47 or 48. We'll see where it's spotted. But a good run back by the Quake. So they'll be starting back in pretty good field position on their second offensive drive of the night. Ball spotted on the 49-yard line.
Utah, where's Jonesy going?
Quarterback Deb Kuntz.
Missing.
In a shotgun formation.
Terry again, Tebow.
This is what seems what they've been going with for the most so far tonight. This shotgun formation. Empty backfield with five wide. Now in motion, number 24. And the ball is snapped, a fake handoff, and it's a pass play over to number 47, but overthrown and incomplete to Ninji Martin. So we'll go to second and 10. They are trying the pass plays, though, and that's what Coach said they were going to do tonight is try more pass plays. So second and 10, 3:07 left to go. Here in the first quarter, ball's on the 49-yard line of the Quake. Shotgun formation in motion. Number 24, Singletary. Handed off to Singletary, running down the right-hand side, but pushed back. The Siren defense saw it coming the whole way and Looks like that is going to be a loss of yardage for the Quake, taken down at around the 45-yard line. So they're going to get backed up a good 4 yards here, depending on the spot, of course. Spot is coming down right now by the referees, and it's going to be spotted at the 46. So a loss of 3 on the attempted run play by Singletary. And it's 3rd and 14. Five wide, shotgun. In motion is Singletary. And it's a fake handoff again, and Kuntz is just going to take it for herself down the right-hand side, and she goes back, and she gets a gain of about, takes it down to about the 52. So definitely a pickup of a few yards, but it's not going to be enough for the first down. So fourth down coming up.
Where's the pass?
And this looks like the punting crew coming on. Andrea Grant, number 91,
left.
Going to attempt the punt for the Quake as the special teams unit is on the field. Clock is running, 1:40 left in the first quarter. And the snap is back and the punt. And then the punt is away. It's a good punt. And takes a good Quake bounce. Can they get to it? And just trickling into the end zone. That looked like that might have had enough to stop short and been a very good punt to push the siren back deep into their territory. But it does run into the end zone. So the sirens are going to take over for the second time on offense at the 20-yard line. With about 1:26 left to go here in the first quarter. They are leading 6-0. And now from scrimmage, the sirens. Oh, and it's a pass play down the middle. Little play action, but no receiver in sight. Quite a nice pass, actually, but nobody there to take it. So shows you the aggressiveness of the siren offense, going for the big throws, big plays right off the bat, and trying to exploit the middle zone there. So we'll see just how much they mix it up. You know, in talking with the Siren staff earlier in the game, they did say they had quite a larger playbook, quite a large playbook for the IWFL or more than other teams. So we'll see what kind of variations they bring out. Second play from scrimmage is a right-hand side run for a pickup of just a few yards. Ball is going to be spotted on the 23-yard line. So about 3rd and 7. Clock continues to run here in the first quarter, almost down to the 1 minute mark. As we are at 102, 101, and now 1 minute left in this first quarter. 3rd and 7 for the siren. And number 2, the quarterback, taking it for herself down the left-hand side, but no gain. Stopped by number 44, Angela Mims, for the Quake. So it's going to be 4th and long for the siren and the special teams unit coming onto the field right now.
Yeah, no shit. T-Bird didn't block anybody. She stood there. I haven't seen anybody.
So the punt unit on the field for the siren. Continue to run. 19 seconds left in this first quarter. We'll see if they get the playoff before the quarter runs out. And the snap is back. Punt attempt on, and the punt is off.
Poison.
And it is out of bounds at about the 41-yard line of the siren. So, again, the Quake will take over with favorable field position here. 5 seconds left in the first quarter. Again, a 6-0 lead for the Sacramento Siren.
And tell them to slow down, because if they have the creepers out there, we have to be able to check the ball.
Want to remind everybody, in the second half of today's game, I'll be joined by the one and only Boo, the resident expert of the IWFL. She's going to be giving us plenty of insight on the players from both teams and strategy and everything else you want to know about women's professional football,
women's tackle
football here. Again, a beautiful night in Downey as we see these two teams going at it and taking over the last play of the first quarter. It's a handoff play for the Quake. Over to number 44, Angela Mims, but she doesn't go anywhere, runs into a brick wall of defense. Ball's going to be spotted at the 44-yard line of the Siren. And that's it for the first quarter of play here in Downey. 6-0 lead for the Sacramento Siren.
They are letting 56 just push them off the ball and then attack. You need to be the aggressor and blow off the ball. That's bullshit right there. She just got pushed, around and then let her go. And she made the tackle. Nobody else was there. We're going to go Pacific left ball. Let's hide. Let's get blow off the ball, people. They're just standing there. Don't send them out there until the whistle is blown.
Again, a beautiful night here from Downey. Tonight is youth night. That's right. Kids 12 and under are getting in the for free into the stadium tonight. Lots of activities going on tonight with face painting, party jumpers, all these kind of good things that the kids love, and that is all brought to you by the California Quake. Great to see the kids out here today. Always a fun thing to do on a Saturday night. This is IWFL football, fun for the whole family. If you haven't checked it out, make sure you try to get out to a game and support these ladies. They work very, very hard to do this, really in their spare time. Nobody is a career football player here. They all do it in addition to their regular lives and regular jobs, et cetera. So get out there and support these ladies if you have a chance to see a game in your area. Second quarter starting now, and it's a fumble from scrimmage. And looks like the Quake are able to recover, but it was a bad snap there, and Deb Kuntz dropped right down on top of it.
24, 2-4, pass.
So third down at 9 for the Quake as they try to advance into their own territory. Ball sitting literally right at the 50-yard line right now. Two backs here. And it looks looks to be a pro formation that they're using.
What the fuck?
And flag on the play. It looks like a false start. And it's a false start on the Quake, so that's going to back them up another 5 yards.
So
what was a 3rd and 9 is now going to be about 3rd and 14.
Well, Deb did it on the last play, so.
So it makes you wonder what's coming up here. Is it going to be a forced pass play by Deb Kunst? We'll see. Or are they going to try something a little fancy on the run, try to disguise it a little bit? Two runners in the backfield. Kunst in the shotgun. Siren showing blitz. And Kunz running around, out of the pocket, throwing, pass play, ball still in the air, a little ricochet. It was a ricochet off the helmet, ball went up into the air, the flag is down, this could be a pass interference call, and that is a break that the Quake absolutely need. Looking for the official sign here, but that looks to be a pass interference on the Sacramento Siren, and that is going to be a big break for California.
93. Automatic first down. Make sure they know it's an automatic first down. Coaches, make sure they know it's an automatic first down.
Officiating staff is congregating in the middle of the field right now, talking it over. Our officials tonight, head referee Mario Miranda and his crew discussing the last play, where the ball will be spotted, and the infraction itself. And it is an interference call. Pass interference.
Yeah, tell Poppy.
So now the Quake, a big break there. They're going to be taking over. It'll be a first down on their own 40-yard line. And sometimes that's what you need, ladies and gentlemen. A little break to go your way.
Hey, Pooh's got number 4 outside of her. She's probably going to creep. Pooh's got number 4 outside.
So Kuntz, checking the defense. Now down. They've got two runners in the backfield. Too wide. Snap is in. It's a fake throw, play action, and the pass play is in. Over to 7. Oh, and intended for number 7, Janine Jones.
There?
And the play was looked like Looked like Kuntz had a good read on it. It just looked like Jones didn't turn in time. She wasn't quite in position. But a well-drafted play there, that would have put them down by the 30 and certainly a first down. I like the fact that they're running, they're trying these pass plays, though. Nice spiral throw by quarterback Deb Kuntz.
Atlantic right.
But the Quake have not completed a pass yet this game on, I believe, three or four attempts. Cameron. So, again, two in the backfield. Kuntz down. They receive the snap in motion. Number 11. And another pass play out to the right, but well overthrown. And there was double coverage down there on number the receiver, Janine Jones. So it looks like they're trying to go to Jones a lot. But, again, double coverage on that one and very overthrown.
Central right.
So it's going to be a third down and 10. Ball's on the 40-yard line of the siren. Another score update. Final scores on the East Coast, the New York Sharks, a 40-7 victory over the Connecticut Crushers. And the New England Intensity, a 20-8 victory over the Manchester Freedom. Back here in Downey, running play is stopped well short by the siren, and that is going to be fourth down. That play going nowhere for the Quake. As special teams comes on to the comes onto the field.
They need to fucking wake up. This is bullshit. Hey, Mike, you need to yell at Jay. She needs to fucking run. She's jogging downfield.
So on the punt here, the Quake will be punting away. And the whistle, the officials have whistled that play dead just as the kick was getting off. Number 91, Andrea Grant, had just made contact with the football, but the officials have blown that dead, and we'll be checking to see what the infraction was here. If it's on the siren, it could give the Quake a little bit better field position. Able to, it's called against the Quake. And so that's going to back Andrew Grant up just a little bit more.
Right, they can't block anyway, so that was a pulling play, and they missed everybody. What the defense is doing is they're walking up one of their linebackers and dropping it into a five-man front with everybody stunted to the strong side.
Now the score from around the league, the Kansas City Tribe, 58-0 over the Wisconsin Warriors. That is a big-time drubbing there for the Kansas City Tribe. Back here in Downey, after the penalty, Andrea Grant punting it off, getting a successful kick away, but the ball coming back towards the Quake line, and the players failed to. Coach Penn very upset as the players, as the ball was bouncing backwards towards the Quake territory, and the players failed to get down and stop the ball. So that did not make Coach Penn very happy. And so we hear a few doors slamming here in the stadium. I'm sure they're going to hear about that one. Sacramento Sirens taking over about the 38-yard line. Pass play and caught and a fine reception. Down to the 44. And that was number 86. Number 86, Linda Ridley, after a big pass play right out of first down. So the siren really showing that they have more plays in their repertoire. They're going to mixing up quite well between the run and the pass and showing that they're not afraid to throw the football. And that was a solid pass play, taking it down to about the 46-yard line of the Quake. And the attempted run play on first down does not go anywhere. Quake defensive line able to stop that in its tracks. So it'll be second down and about 10. again, depending on the spot, some pretty liberal spots we're seeing by the officiating crew here. This one looks to be spotted at the 44. So, number two, Chantel Powers going for another pass play. Oh, and wide open, but well stopped by number two, Stephanie Neros. That would have been a sure touchdown as it was a nice pass play, a little floater down the right-hand side, but Neros stepping in at the last minute, getting a hand in there and blocking it away. So, big play by Stephanie Neros. And it'll be third and long for the Sirens, trying to score on their second offensive series of the night. Powers, handoff, running play down the middle. Hole opens up down to about the 39-yard line. Not enough for the first down. Again, some final scores from around the league. The New York Sharks 40, Connecticut Crushers 7. New England Intensity, a 20-8 victory over the Manchester Freedom. The New Jersey Justice shut out the Pennsylvania Vipers 34-0. So some big-time scores around the league so far. And in this one, it is 11-11 of the second period, the second quarter, rather. And the score is 6-0 in favor of the Sirens. Handoff to number six. Down to the 31-yard line. Number six, Jenny Ann Kwan, and she was power running there down the middle, avoided two tackles on her way down to where is what is being spotted at the 31-yard line at this point. So Jenny Ann Kwan, 5'6", 200 pounds, that's a lot of running power there, and we saw it on that last play. One of the Quake defenders just kind of bounced off of her. Going back in the pocket, Powers hesitating, and she stopped for a loss of yards back at the 35. She wanted to pass, but she got confused in the pocket, hesitated, and the Quake defense stormed in there and took her down. So ball being spotted at the 35-yard line. The Quake have shown some very positive defensive plays here. They're still making quite a few mistakes, and as we can see from, as I can see from Coach Penn's reaction, but they're also doing some things right, and that was certainly one of them there with the defense storming in and putting pressure on Powers. Powers now, quick handoff. Down the right-hand side, being screened well, number 22 for the Ashley Sharp for the Sirens, and she picks up a nice little gain ball down to about the 26-yard line. I keep saying about because the spots have been fairly liberal here, and you never quite know where they're going to go. But we have a player down now for the Quake. I can't see from the booth who it is. I can't see the number, but we definitely have a player down, and the training staff is out on the field at this point. And she's not moving right now, but now being turned over. I'll get you a name as soon as I have it. And while we're waiting on that, a couple more scores from around the league. The Boston Militia, 39-0 victory over the Montreal Blitz. And the New York Nemesis, 34-3 over the Philadelphia Firebirds. So we've seen some big margins of victory here already tonight on the East Coast games. Not so uncommon in IWFL football to see scores pretty lopsided. Certainly the Sirens have experienced that more in the positive category this season. If you look at their schedule and their results, 46-0 over the Quake, of course, a couple years weeks ago, 71-0 over the Modesto Maniacs, and a 39-0 victory over the Corvallis Pride. That player for the Quake that went down on the injury was number two, in fact, number two, Stephanie Neros, but she is up and walking. She's on the sideline now. So it looks like she's going to be okay. She's stretching it out, and that's a good sign. We never like to see players go down, but she is back up on her feet and just taking a stretch on the sideline. So it's third and five here for the Siren from the 25-yard line. In motion is pointing number 23, Noriko Kokura. And after the snap, it is stopped. It is stopped down hard, and that is a turnover of downs. It looks like it was a fumble and recovered by the Quake. So costly turnover for the Siren there. The Quake will take over on their own 27-yard line. Fans, if you want to follow the IWFL scores, you can check it out at www.twitter.com/IWFL. Of course, everybody's on Twitter these days, so get out there. Check out your favorite team. Again, twitter.com/IWFL. And, of course, you can also follow the action on the league website at the www.IWFLsports.com. Back in action here in Downey, and the first play for the Quake on this series gets them down on a running play down the middle, down to the 30-yard line. We're at 9:28 in the second quarter. Sirens up 6-0. That first touchdown, the extra point attempt was blocked, so we're at 6-0 here. And some people would say it's quite a surprise that the score is as close as it is at this point, given the results from a couple weeks ago where the Siren really dominated the Quake. Quake coming out and hanging strong against this team so far, still making some mistakes, but the game is much closer than a lot of people might have anticipated. And a sharp running play now for the Quake down the right-hand side, just outside the right side hash marks on the field, down to the 38-yard line. So another positive gain for the Quake running team here. And checking the spot, that is going to be a first down. So a successful first down run for the Quake, ball at the 38-yard line. In Quake territory, and fake lateral over to number 17. A little quick handoff over to number 17, Helen Monteroso, for a short yardage gain. It'll be interesting to see here how the coaches react. Their pass plays have not been successful. They've been getting the passes off, but the receivers missing their looks or having the ball just kind of bounce out of their hands. So it looks like the coaching staff electing to go to a more some more runs. Two in the backfield now for the Quake. Now, just as I said, that Dab Kuntz going in for the pass, a long pass play. Oh, and just missed by Janine Jones. That's the third time tonight. The ball in her arms, and it just bounces out. She was getting pressure by number 35, Arlene Colbreth from the Siren, but that was definitely a makeable catch. And the passing just has not worked out for the Quake thus far. And you just have to think they are a fraction of an inch from bringing some of these balls in. And that would have been a big yardage gain for the Quake had they capitalized on that. So now Kuntz down with two back, handoff, and stopped in the backfield by strong defensive play by the Siren. So stopped for a loss. That was number 24, Tammy Singletary, on the attempted run. But stop short in the backfield, and special teams unit now coming on for the Quake. So Andrea Grant will punt the ball away. Another IWFL score, Carolina, a 48-0 victory over the Iowa Thunder. Again, Carolina, 48, Iowa Thunder, 0. Punt is off, and looks like the Siren are not going to elect to try and return that ball. It is downed by the Quake players at the 39-yard line of the Siren. Okay, and another technical difficulty there. We apologize for that, but we are back again. No real change in field position for the Siren. Still down in their own territory at the 42-yard line. Powers down, taking the snap. We've got a player in motion, and it is handed off, number 23, Noriko Kakura. And a strong run down the left-hand side. She's going, and a big yardage gain. Finally taken down at the 43-yard line of the Quake. So a solid run by Kakura. It seems like the Siren have had their most success running outside, either on the right-hand or left-hand side. They seem to be exploiting that left-hand side quite well, and their big yardage gains have come on that left side. But we will see here what kind of variations they throw out the Quake defense. Four linebackers for the Quake, and pressure in the pocket. Power is able to get the pass off, but it's incomplete, intended for number 20, Amy Williams, and the Quake doing a good job of getting in there and rushing that passer. So the pass defense for the Siren breaking down a bit, or pass protection rather, and the Quake forcing the Sirens onto the defensive, and it looks like a second and 10 here. From the 37-yard line. Looks like they've got Quan in the backfield. Some players jumped off, but were able to get back just in time. Handoff down the middle, and no gain for the Siren. A frustrated Amy Williams pounds her hand down onto the turf as she's not able to pick up any yardage there, and a good stop by the Quake. So the Quake hanging strong here. On their home turf, keeping this Siren team within reach. It's a one possession game as we stand right now, 5:27 left in the first half. Remember, in the second half, we've got our friend Boo coming in, expert on the IWFL. She's going to teach us all a few things, cute including myself, about what's going on. Now we are back live action, and a right side run by number 20, Amy Williams. She was frustrated on that last play, but she got a nice gain running down the right-hand side, and it's a first down for the Sacramento Siren. Ball being spotted on the 25-yard line. So Sacramento threatening. Late in this, as we're getting to be late in the second quarter. And certainly, they'd want to add another score on top, extend this lead out before going into the locker room at halftime. Crowd here in Downey shouting defense, getting behind their Quake fans. Nice little crowd on hand here at Allen Lane Stadium. Quan down the middle finds a big hole. He's breaking away across the 5-yard line. Touchdown, Sacramento Sirens. As Jenny and Quan just barreled her way through the middle, lots of holes opening up there, and she just pile-drived herself down to that end zone unopposed. 12-0 here at 4:38 in the second quarter. So she goes from running down and getting a touchdown, lining up to kick the extra point. Let's see if extra point by Quan is good, and no, it is blocked again. So while the Siren are good at getting into the end zone, they have not been good on converting the extra points. Two extra point attempts have been blocked. So we are at 12-0 here, 4:38 in the second quarter. Sacramento Sirens leading. And analysis on the game thus far, I mean, we just had, from my point of view here, it looks like the pass attempts, while it looks like they're nice and aggressive, and it's good to see the pass plays that the Quake are attempting, but the problem being on the receiving end. Jadeen Jones has had nothing but trouble trying to pull those balls in, and really about three passes thus far have landed really close to within her reach on plays that she should have pulled in, but they bounced out. So we'll see in the second half if she's able to correct some things and start pulling in these passes. But with a 12-0 deficit now, with just about 4 minutes and 38 seconds left in the second half, you have to think that Coach Penn is going to want to try and advance the ball down quickly. So I wouldn't be surprised if we saw a few more pass attempts. Kwan, kickoff, now fielded back by the Quake, cross the 30, over the 35, now to the 40, barreling down to about the 39-yard line now, still going, as we have a mass of football players still in motion. And a nice return back, the mass of humanity there, pushed the ball down to the 49-yard line. When it looked like the play was going to be dead at about the 44, so pretty impressive return back, and they've officially spotted it now at the 48-yard line. So 52 yards to go for the Quake to try to get a score before the end of this first half. We're 4:25 in the second quarter. Handoff down the middle, running play. Looks like Singletary taking it into Siren territory at the 46-yard line. Ball spotted now at the Siren 46. First down. I'm sorry, second down. Deb Kuntz going back, handoff. Over to number 44, Angela Mims, and she takes it down to past the 40-yard line. And that is a first down for the Quake. 40 yards to go. We're at 3:37 here in the second quarter. Quake down 12-0 here. But it's certainly not the blowout that some people have expected here. The way that some of these IWFL scores go, I mean, this could be a 30 or 40-0 game and just in the first half. So Quake are able to hang tough as Mims runs on the left-hand side and takes it down to the 37. So second and 8. Kuntz calling the sign. 2 in the backfield. 2 wideouts. Ball is snapped, and it's a play action and big pass down to Jones again. And it just seems like Jadeen Jones, not to pick on her, but it just seems like she's not in position. She's not running her route the way that she should be. I'm not a coach, and I'm not going to sit here and say it all falls on the responsibility of Jones, but that did not look like an overthrown pass by Kuntz. So here we go at 3rd and 8. Again, 2 in the backfield. Handoff over to Mims. Breaking 1 tackle, breaking 2 tackles. Now across the 40 and back down to about the 30, I'm sorry, across the 35, down to about the 33-yard line of the Siren. But it's going to be 4th down. And looks like timeout called by Coach Penn as the California Quake are going to talk it over. Coming up May 23rd here at Allen Lane Stadium in Downey, California, it's going to be Japan night. If you haven't come out and seen a game yet, why not come out on the 23rd, Japan night, all kinds of cool stuff going on. Going to be lots of performances, sumo wrestling, karate, kendo, the taiko drums. There's going to be sushi on hand, some origami demonstrations, all kinds of Japanese cultural activities. And I don't know about you, but I love me some sushi, so I will definitely try to come out here and be a part of this on May 23rd. You don't have to ask me twice. It's a cool thing about the IWFL East teams. Not only are they spend a ton of time practicing and preparing and to bring top quality women's football here to the area, but they also try to make it fun for the fans, and that's something that we really like to see. So here we go. After the timeout, it's 1:51 left in the second quarter. As we're winding down to halftime, and Mins over the middle, down to the 31-yard line on the run. And that is enough to move the chain. So the Quake, first down here, and they are threatening with just under 2 minutes left. We're at 1:43 left in the half, and they have a fresh set of downs. Powers now. I'm sorry, Kuntz. Calling the sign, reading the defense. She's got two in the backfield, two wide. This is what same formation they've been running a lot of tonight. And this could be a pass play. Kuntz now, snap back, play action. Going over to Jones. And finally a catch, and Jones catches it, breaks the tackle, and takes it down. She's down to about the 13-yard line, and Jones able to bring one in. And just at the right time, we are 1:14 left in the half. The clock has stopped as they move the chains. And the Quake now threatening to get some points on the board against this Siren defense. Ball on the 14-yard line. Kuntz, again, same formation, two wide, two in the back. And this time it is handed off over to 24, breaking down past the 5-yard line, and it is down to the 4-yard line. Number 24, Tammy Singletary finds the hole, and the Quake threatening with 45 seconds left. Clock is running. 40 seconds now. I hope they're looking up at the clock. They've got 36 seconds. They've got about 4 yards to go for their first touchdown of the game and first score this season against the Sacramento Sirens. Play is in. Singletary going down the middle, but no, she stopped on the run. And it is a timeout call. Coaches are going to stop the clock at 22 seconds left in the second quarter. The Quake have about 4 yards to go. Third down. And it's getting exciting here in Downey, ladies and gentlemen. It's a 12-0 lead for the Sirens with 22 seconds left in the half. Timeout has been taken. Both teams are going to talk over their strategies. And a good mix. And I'll tell you what, it all developed off of that Janine Jones catch from Deb Kuntz. You know, she had been missing them all night, but she was able to pull one in when it counted. And now the Quake are down deep into Siren territory and looking for a first strike here in this game. And that would be huge going into the halftime, having been able to rip away some points out of that Siren lead. The Quake did receive the ball first in the second half, so they will be kicking to start the third quarter. But at this point, I don't think they're worried about that. They just want to get a score on the board. 22 seconds left, ladies and gentlemen. Kuntz checking the sign. They're trying to get it in. They're down at about the right around the 5-yard line, actually. So 5 yards to go. Handoff over to 47, down the middle, trying to barrel her way in. She gets some positive yardage, but I don't think it's enough. That's number 47, Ninji Martin. So Ninji gets them down in position. Clock is running. 9 seconds left. 8 seconds. Will they get a play off? 6 seconds left. They're going to have to snap the ball. This is going to be the last play of the half. 2 seconds left. 1 second left. Play is snapped. They downed what looked to be like they downed the ball with 1 second left. The gun did go off, and the clock does say zero. But it looked as if Kuntz was able to down the ball, but no, the officials say the clock ran out. So the clock ran out, and ladies and gentlemen, that is your first half. The Quake really threatening on that last drive deep down into Siren territory, but we're not able to get the playoff in time, and so they will go into the locker room down 12-0 here against the Siren. Wow, what an exciting last couple of minutes there of this first half. So the Quake have shown that even though they didn't get on the board, they've shown that they could definitely threaten. And that's a good sign for them. You know, these games, according to Coach Penn, I mean, they really need some confidence boosters here. They got it a couple weeks ago or last week against New Mexico. Oh, I'm sorry, a couple weeks ago. No. Yes, a couple weeks ago versus New Mexico, 61-0 victory. And that really boosted the confidence of these ladies. And I'd say this first half is certainly nothing to be too ashamed about for the Quake. And the Siren are probably wondering what they need to do. They were probably expecting a larger lead going into halftime. But, you know, that's football, folks. You never know what to expect. And both teams are playing each other hard here. So we will see some action in the third half, or in the second half, third quarter. Remember, Sirens will start off with the receiving the ball in the to start the second half. So as the sun's starting to fade here in Downey, California, we are at halftime with a score of 12-0 in favor of the Sacramento Sirens. So those of you listening out there on Blog Talk Radio, over the web simulcast, we want to remind you that at 7:30, we will have the end of our first segment and the beginning of our second segment. That's how it works here. And you want to go ahead and make sure that on your system there, you need to click part two in order to get the second half of this game. Again, you'll notice there on your computers, there's a broadcast labeled part two. You need to go ahead and click that because part one will expire. So if you're sitting there listening and all of a sudden we go away, that's what's going on. You actually need to go ahead and fire up the part two portion of the broadcast, and that'll run for the entire second half through the end of the game. So we enjoy having you here. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Alex Quirna, and we're calling the action here from Downey, California. We've got a good one, 12-0 in favor of the Sacramento Sirens with still a lot of football to play. You can also call area code 347-826-7278 to listen to the game if you can't be by a computer. Again, if you want to call in by phone, you can listen. Again, the number is area code 347-826-7278. At some point in the second half here, we're going to have our friend Boo come in. Boo, the resident expert of the IWFL, a player who
decisions you made.